in here. And the beat was running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, 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 bro. Lose control, batting my soul. Get stupid. Welcome to Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C. Because it doesn't matter who is ringing your phone this week. Could be Ted Bundy. Maybe it's your sister. Ted Bundy's a wild ride. Maybe it's your wedding planner telling you to finish your registry. Because even if you have zero of those things done, fuck them. Because send that shit straight to voicemail. We do not start this episode by chance. We rip that quick dig because we are welcoming back none other than Chloe Scrivener and Donovan Kerrigan, fiancé and fiancé, soon to be wed. Welcome back to the show for your second appearance. Boy, oh boy, are we happy to have you back. Welcome. How are you feeling today?
You know, I thought I was excited, but then you had to dig that in there very, very quickly.
I know.
If it's not one thing, it's another.
It's a double jab. It's like a no wedding planner, and then it's 4 months away from your wedding, and you still don't have a registry. Is that right?
Yeah, I've just had a lot on my plate.
You have. A lot on her plate. We won't address that. It's a heavy week for Chloe, so we're praying for her and her family. All jokes aside, we're a very joke-filled, fun, family-friendly program, but no matter the day, we're praying for Chloe and her family.
Well, I appreciate that. So
yes, we've had quite the debaucherous day. It's been a crazy, crazy day here at the White Table. We might as well call this the White Table Talk, not because we're all white, our pigment of skin, but because we're quite literally sitting at a white table. Similar to Jada at the Red Table Talk, we're quite literally sitting at a white circle table. So this week, Straight to Voicemail might be just called the White Table Talk, not to offend anyone or for any other particular reason, but because it just fits.
I love that.
I think we kind of fits. Today, we have had quite the day. It is absolutely fucking gorgeous outside. Is it not?
It is.
Donovan.
It is.
We were
on the deck all day.
Flipping gorgeous. I mean.
We were on the roof all day getting some sun. Maybe a little too much sun.
A little too much sun. We had
Sam was good, though. He stayed in the shade the whole day.
Oh, absolutely. I know myself. I know my skin. I know the White Table Talk.
See, Sam is Italian, so he gets tanned pretty quick.
I can get tanned, but it takes me a while to build my base.
That's the same with me. That's, you know, I figured I'd get the base down today, being the Irish, Irish white, white, pigmented man that I am. Get the base in.
You did a great job.
I did.
Dunny.
I'm not a sun guy.
Dunny is not a sun guy. He's very white and still hung out in the sun way more than me.
You were out there for like 6 hours.
Out there all day. I got out there early, started prepping for the podcast. I had
a little
coffee.
Played a little palm.
We did what I was talking about before that, but I'll let you go. I mean, contrary to popular demand, as the host and president of Straight to Voicemail, I still can't mute people when they should just shut the fuck up during when I'm talking, but here we are. But yes, I had a coffee, was prepping for the podcast. And then Chloe and Dunny got back from their errands and we had literally a fantastic day. It was absolutely gorgeous. The weather could not be better. I had some rosé, in fact, a whole bottle of rosé. It was so freaking delicious. I used to be a part of Wink, the wine club where you pay per month and you get,
I didn't know this.
Yeah. It's like a,
well, you're still part. You just got a box.
Well, I got my last box because it charges every month unless you skip a month. Mm-hmm. And I usually skip a month, delay it. Somehow 2 months racked up and I had 7 bottles of wine I needed to order. So I ordered my last bottles and quit and canceled the membership because the wines were not up to par. But the one today was really fucking good. So I'm like, do I go back? I don't know. That's another day's discussion. But audibly absent from the White Table Talk today is Ellen the Democrat, who is lounging upstairs. We wish her well. She's just lounging up a storm. I don't know what it is, but I don't think she has the passion anymore. What are your thoughts?
No, I just think she has a Sunday scaries. I'm just hitting a little
hitting
bit
hard. Yeah. She had a friend visiting for the weekend. We had a blast. So she's got her own alone time. She's enjoying it. it's hard not to take it personally when you invite someone to be a part of a discussion and they audibly and physically don't show up for you when they're not there for you as a friend. Would that be accurate?
I mean, you could also just appreciate the people who are here for you.
And I certainly do. I just, as Ellen DeDemocrat has been a vital part of the show, I had to take a moment to take a dig at her nonetheless. But
she's your sidekick.
She's my partner in crime in life. We're life partners.
Absolutely.
Odds are we both will not find someone and we'll all have.
Should like agree when you guys get to a certain age if neither of you.
Oh, we definitely will win. Her father wants it. I want it.
Her father's a big proponent.
Big proponent. Yeah. So Ellen Day Democrat and I have no choice but to win as life goes on. But yes, we had a great day. We had a great weekend. Chloe was absent yesterday, but Donnie and I and the crew were out for some bottomless brunch. We hit Barcelona, and then Donnie had the adventure of a lifetime.
I did. I had quite the adventure.
Side note, Donnie, since we've last spoke, was visibly fucked up and injured his foot.
We touched on that. I was in the background of the last episode.
If looks could kill, the look that Donnie just gave him as he said that and exposed him.
Well, no, we did.
We aired it all out. I don't think we did.
I was on the couch. I saw my.
Oh stuff. Yes, you're right. You're right. You were in the audience. You were in the audience.
Part of the audience.
Donovan is in a boot. It looked dark there for a while. Not just the aura, but his foot was.
Well, I didn't know if I was going to be in a cast.
Yes, it was.
It was. Very good chance.
It was visibly blue and black. His foot was, and I was like, oh yeah, I'll grab you another pack of ice packs that will do nothing for you, hon.
So if anyone doesn't know, I chipped the bottom of my fibula, right where the fibula meets the ankle.
I chipped off a tiny piece. A crucial part of the body.
Chloe is definitely.
But we've come around through it.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was rough, but that's beside the point.
Funny at first, then kind of all right.
Like, yeah, figure then it was out figure. Then, yeah, it was rocky.
Now we're good.
Now we're healed. God is good.
As no pain.
How can you say God's not real? No pain.
I actually have an ankle again.
2 weeks in a boot.
It's 2 weeks in. Yep.
Luckily, Donnie didn't have much calf definition to begin with, so there's nothing to lose there with the cankles.
It's still there. So the right calf looks spectacular. The left calf is a little weak.
So we'll get back to the gym.
We're working on that.
But just picture Donnie when we go out now. He's in a boot. He's people love. And don't get me wrong. I've been a part of the boot community.
Great conversation starter.
It's great. It'll get you right.
Until they ask how you did.
Yeah.
It's like.
It got me right into mothers. Yeah. It got me right into mothers when I was booted. Right. I was like, oh, my friends are in there. I gotta get in there.
Well, I was actually thinking, I mean, Chloe and I should go to Disney right now.
You should. Now's your time.
You know, get the fast pass. Right?
Don't be a Disney couple.
Chloe,
I love Disney.
Yeah, Chloe loves Disney. I like Disney's cool.
I don't hate Disney. I just think if you're a couple and you don't have kids yet, you shouldn't go to Disney because it's a little
weird. But like, what about like with a group of friends?
I think if you go with friends, it's even weirder.
And this
I
is me. This
couple,
is
why like, go with kids because then you have to worry about getting on rides and what rides they can get on. And
this is a personal premature hot take. And granted, I just think it's weird when people. Go on like a group couple trip to Disney, like you can spend your money.
Same, guess what?
Countless other places.
I don't care.
I hear you, and I know you're going to disagree, but I just think it's fucking weird.
Well, the good thing is, Zoe's family is they are Disney people.
Disney
people,
yes.
Her father, her grandmother, they have points, right? They rack up, so we can, if we wanted to, we could take a trip right now, leave tomorrow, use our airline points, and stay in Disney for free.
Wow.
But all we would need to do is buy the passes. So the passes are definitely steep. But
don't get me wrong. If you two went with like your family, like with your sister and her boyfriend and Rosie, like your niece,
that's the best part, seeing the kids.
If you two and say Ellen gets a man tomorrow and you four go on a trip, I put my foot down.
You're getting a little dicey. Yeah.
It's dicey.
No, I agree.
It's dicey.
I agree.
I don't agree. I just wouldn't do it. And I think I would judge you. And granted, I could be wrong. I might offend you, but I think it's fucking weird. So
I think Chloe thinks you're wrong.
She does.
It's fine.
She has her
swallow
Disney
your pride,
prerogative.
Though. Swallow your pride.
Swallow your Disney love. But we got away from Dunny's adventure.
Yeah, we did.
Dunny was booted, and he's
really rounded the corner of responsibility. He was done for the day. He knew it. He felt it.
Let me tell you this. Bar Cocina.
Yeah.
The prices there are ridiculous. We have rent due. Yeah.
And I'm like, we do have rent due.
Literally, I bought a Bud Light and I was like, and for sure, we had our fair share
of bottomless. And going from bottomless. Yeah.
So it was fine. Crushes, whatever. Mm-hmm. But
flirting with the beer mosa. Like the beer mosa?
I did have a couple beer mosas. It was
not your favorite. Change it up. Change the scenery.
But, you know, the Bud Lights were $5 and something cents. Right. I mean, right. I was, you just can't. But after tip, you're you're $7-$8 like a bottle. I'm like, Jesus. So yeah. I talked to Lauren.
Yeah.
You
talked her through.
I did. I said, look, the water taxis are right out there. Mm-hmm. I looked them up. You know, I saw they closed at 5. It was like 5:20.
Wow.
So all of them were lined up.
Okay.
And I said, Lauren, I'll be right back. If you don't see me again, I'm on the water taxi. So I didn't say goodbye to any. I gave the old Irish goodbye. Irish walked exit. Right out. Asked the guy. I said, hey, when's the last taxi to Locust mm-hmm. Point? He's like, actually, they're in the water now. Like, they're pulling out.
Oh, that's it?
So the guy ran down. He's waving his and hands.
Let's rewind. If you didn't have the boot on, do you think they would make this effort?
No, I think
he would. That is why I think this is crucial, is the boot. So, because I don't see this guy making an effort for you
if
you don't
not.
Have a boot on.
Absolutely not. And
he would have said, go fuck yourself and moved on.
He knew I was drunk. Like, he wanted me to get home safely. So, you know, took the water taxi. They pulled back into the dock for me to get on. Yeah.
See, that is boot treatment. Yeah. That is the boot.
But it was just me and two other couples there.
Right, right.
And I blinked, and next thing you know, we're looking.
You're
spot.
Home.
Like, it's.
Wow. I feel like.
So that's. What? Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No,
I feel like water taxis would make so much more money if they did it later through the night, but then they have to go into like liability issues with a bunch of drunk people.
In, this is off season hours still, because I look deeply into it.
Of course.
So once May starts, I think they run until 8 o'clock.
Oh, that's a little better.
I mean, obviously, you're not getting out of Admiral's Cup at 2 in the morning and taking a water taxi.
Right,
which would be awesome.
It would be great. We could, so that like
maybe we should try and get the water taxis to extend their hours.
They're not going to do that.
Hot seat right now is Ubers.
Can't be trusted.
Ubers are expensive.
Well, when you have a water taxi for $6.
I know, that's
3 minutes and you're in Locust Point from Fells Point.
Yeah, that's
a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. And especially per person, if you break it down anyway, it's going to be the same price. So, but Donovan, nonetheless, you enjoy the water taxi experience.
It is an experience, I will say, depending on who you have on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I had two great couples, older couples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were from out of town, so it was good. Right. Saw them at City Limits later.
Actually. Wow, that's funny.
Yeah, so it came full circle.
Small world, small Timor.
Yeah, came full circle.
Yeah, and nobody was rocking the boat, which is good.
And, yeah.
And
yeah.
speaking of rocking the boat, we have to talk about a close family friend who has been rocking the boat lately. I know this is gonna rock a lot of boats. Bill Murray. Mm-hmm. Bill Murray has been quite the topic of discussion. Donovan has his computer. He's done his research. He knew I was going to bring up Bill Murray.
He wouldn't tell me anything.
It all starts because Donovan, as we've mentioned previously on the podcast, was a golf pro assistant.
We all know that.
In South Carolina.
Let's move on.
And Dunny played golf with Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we talked about that on episode 2 when you and Michael first appeared.
Right. And all the... You know, these accusations
are I mean, it's got to, I'm going to, let's explain the story. And it also hits home for me because I sport a Bill Murray polo quite often. It's my favorite shirt.
From Bill Murray himself.
From Bill Murray himself to Dunny, regifted to myself. Yep. It wasn't quite Dunny's style. It was exactly my style.
It's
I wear
a party shirt.
Quite literally every other weekend when it's in season. But Bill Murray, history of on-set violence has become light in the wake of his antics on Being Mortal led to a production shutdown. The actor, who is now 71, which is wild that he's that old, as Chloe extricates her weave from her head.
Chloe did just take her
extensions
out,
of her gross hair. But the 71-year-old actor...
Expose me, Leslie.
We don't have visions. We got to explain the scene. The 71-year-old is being investigated due to his inappropriate behavior. He's been accused of, let's read down. Oh,
I didn't see the accusation, so I'm
this is somebody's son who was working on the set said that Bill Murray had a meltdown during What About Bob? Oh, that's the show. What About Bob? Mm-hmm. He wanted an extra day off, and Laura, the director, said no. And he ripped off her glasses from her face.
Oh, wow.
And then this guy's dad complained about his behavior, and Bill Murray threw an ashtray at him.
Wow.
So he ripped a woman's glasses off of her face and then threw an ashtray at the other gentleman. And this is all from an on-set behavior. And to hear this about someone who I looked up to because of his shirts, and Dunny played golf with, it's hard to hear, Dunny. How do you feel?
Someone that I came in contact with on a weekly basis for a long while. I obviously don't condone violence whatsoever.
I think that's also bullshit.
But that's...
You can have violence. Like Mike Tyson, we got to talk about Mike Tyson on the plane.
We'll touch on that, yeah.
Maybe that
Let's stick with the topic, though. And I personally think Bill Murray is an absolute gentleman. He's always treated...
This is a first-hand account.
It really is. So, you know, every encounter I've had with him, you know, he's an enjoyable guy to be around. Granted, I don't work with him.
Right.
So, like, you never know how someone is in a workspace. But...
And I also think actors, they are divas when they're on set.
Well, they all have an ego.
They're a different person.
You know, and I'm sure Bill Murray has an ego when he's on set. He has an ego all the time.
Right.
24/7. It's, you know, you can't not have an ego when you're that big
yes,
of a personality.
Absolutely.
And, like, I will literally say, he is who you see on TV. It's not an act. It is him through and through. Like,
right. And this is
whether
a personal...
Did
you go to dinner with him?
No. But
oh.
I
so that's
bullshit. Well, No. He's eating at the club and whatnot.
Right.
So, like, yeah, but he's, no matter who he's around, that's him.
Okay. And I believe you, Donovan, you're a stand-up man. You have a good character as well. So, I mean, it's safe to say that you know Bill better than these people. So it's hard to hear.
Oh, definitely know them better than these people who he works with. Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
You are the go-to source. And that's why we had to talk about it, because we have the person that knows him best right here at the White Table.
No,
so
better than anyone.
Anyone else. Bill Murray, I don't think we should cancel him yet is the moral of the story. Especially what you said.
Hold off on the cancel button.
I mean, Alec Baldwin quite literally murdered someone, and he's still got a chance at his job. So Bill Murray threw an ashtray.
Speaking of canceled, Morgan Wallen.
We were going to talk about Morgan Wallen from the top rope, because I was thinking about this, and this isn't really a hot take because it's nothing to be opinionated. It's just something that needs to be talked about. When you think about someone who was on the brink of cancellation and the cancel culture, I mean, he was caught saying, quite frankly, the N-word, which is a pretty big, like, you can't escape from that. And Bill Murray, no, I'm loaded. Morgan Wallen is like, he's still on the radio.
He directly reversed the cancel.
I don't know how he did it. I think he just didn't even address it, and therefore it just didn't really catch up to him.
He put out, you know,
I
something.
Love him.
I
don't agree with his actions, but I do love his music. He's a very talented
person.
No,
I agree. I do love his music.
I feel like he learned from his mistakes.
I hope so, but it's just like you don't hear about someone that was that level of like heat still being like calling the radio and be like, I want to hear a Morgan Wallen song. And you're like, that's what really struck my mind is I was listening to 93.1 and somebody called in and requested Morgan Wallen. Like, I never expected that. Like, nobody's going to call in and request a Will Ferrell. Oh, my God. A Will Smith movie anymore, because he's way down the drain. But right. Morgan Wallen somehow fought his way back to the top.
Well, we were in the car today, and, you know, one of his new songs came out, I guess, or came on the radio or on Spotify, and I said to Chloe, I said, oh, like, is this new? Mm-hmm. She said, yeah. I said, wow, well, he made a good,
he's putting
good
out new
return.
Music.
Yeah, he made a good return.
It is absolutely, absolutely stunning, and I don't feel passionately either way, whether, like, he should have been canceled or blah, 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 but, like, in terms of what people were getting canceled for that have literally been fired from shows and he is still going, Props to him.
Well, in the words of Helen Comedary, everyone needs a second chance.
And nobody should be canceled. Everyone knows how I feel about that.
It doesn't just
the cancel culture. I just can't speak today. The cancel culture should be canceled, and I feel heavily about that.
And the cancel culture came out of
nowhere. Fast. I think just people during the pandemic had nothing else to do, so they were just like, let's fucking cancel up a storm. And that's what they did. So props, end of the day, props to Morgan Wallen. Let's hope Bill Murray can reciprocate what Morgan Wallen did and work his way back to the top where he rightfully belongs, golfing with Dunny Carrigan on the course. That's where every good man wants to be. But anyway, we have a great show for you. We have our esteemed guest back with us. We have an incredible evening awaits for us as we have ordered Sushi Brew sushi, and our tummies will soon be elated with joy. I simply can't wait. So let's move into our STD, sexually transmitted disease of the week, because here at Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C, we always turn towards STV, but we stay away from those STDs. As a happily engaged couple, we hope that these two are staying away from the STDs. Chloe is trying to munch on fucking Cheez-Its, so she might be an STD of the week soon.
Soaking them in her mouth before.
Talk about something we don't want is the crunch on the camera. On the phone.
I will
fuck you up.
I'm all about a mukbang.
What the fuck
is a mukbang?
We are 30 minutes from sushi.
Don't spoil your supper.
And two, a mukbang is when you like record yourself eating. And like take a video of yourself kind of eating.
Like ASMR. I've never heard mukbang.
Have you ever heard of ASMR?
I've heard of gangbang. I've heard of Bangkok.
I've never heard of ASMR.
Murky water.
I feel like I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
ASMR is when like, you know, I would like kind of.
No, probably not.
It's just like weird.
It's just
shit
noises
that
are.
It's just a video, and you can be talking, you can be doing whatever, but you're eating during it.
Kind of like ASMR, I guess.
Yeah, but ASMR, I guess, isn't specifically eating. It could be like any noise.
Any noise, yeah.
But it sounds like the mukbang, as you're saying, is strictly eating. Is that correct?
Sounds like a...
Stuff.
Are you here to be engaged, or would you like to eat some more? We can hold off.
You're here.
Okay, good. Donnie has taken away the Cheez-Its. So back to our STD of the week. First one goes to Chloe Scribner, STD of the week. She will hopefully be cured rather quickly. But second goes to those fucking speed cameras on 83, north and south, in the city of Baltimore.
Did you get a ticket?
I don't think yet. How they're rolling them out is they've been up for at least 2 months. Mm-hmm. Like they literally put like 3 on each side.
Oh, I know.
They've got like the warning things where it's like, you know, a camera's coming.
55 radar check.
Right, and it'll tell you your speed. Yeah, it tells you your speed. So you know the camera's coming. There was 3 on each side. And I was like, oh, fuck, like we're already in the warning period. So I would like slow down, just to get used to it. Because in the morning when you're on your way to work, you know how you like zone out and you're like driving, but you don't like know for sure. Anyway, like you'll black out and in like a few, you'll be like halfway up 83 and you're like, whoa. I zoned out a bit, but everybody does that.
I hate driving 83.
Ugh, I kind of. I think it's good and bad. I love it when people are going, and this is another thing, and I've talked about this before, is people going slow in the fast lane. It's bad on like anywhere, like 695, 95, but it is like super frustrating on 83.
It's dangerous.
Like it's dangerous when people go slow, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
So apparently there's a 90-day warning period.
Right.
Before citations, $40 fine once they do go up.
Oh, okay.
So this, I believe it started like early April.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I had texted Ellen Day Democrat and been like, watch out, like the cameras start today. But that was only the start of the warning period. So right now we're in the warning period. But they had like 3 on each side and I thought we already, as time went on, I'm almost positive there's only 1 on each side.
I think there is, yeah.
Only like one set of cameras actually still. I think they like did a test to be like, oh, where can we get the most people?
Yeah.
Which is, fuck you. That's rude.
Yeah.
So like, how can we get the most bang for our buck? So the city of Baltimore.
I would say if you drive on 83 June.
Yeah.
Starting June, April, May, like June. Watch.
Yeah. It's
watch your speed.
Like, cause I was worried when they had 3 on each side. Like, if I'm having a rough day and I speed past 2 out of the 3. Am I eligible to get 2 tickets on one day?
Yeah.
Because that's pretty fucking shitty.
That's tough.
That's terrible. But as time has went on, I only see one actual speed setup on each side. So I think they've controlled themselves a bit. Mayor Scott jerked off to however many tickets they were going to get and settled down a bit. And now it's one on each side. So hopefully it's the one on each side. I can get my brain, because I take 83 to and from work. So that's why I have to be super careful.
That's your daily.
And why it pisses me off. So it's, we're in the warning period. So we'll see how many warnings I get. And then once, if I get ticketed, like, if it just makes you think of, like, if you did one per week, that's a lot. Like, it adds up. So I just
think about how many people they're going to get in a day.
They're going to get, and especially people from out of town that are like zooming down 83. Yeah. And I hate to say it, I love to speed on 83.
It's a fun,
I love it.
Fun little,
exhilarating.
Fun little route.
It's a great road to, like, it's just, it's how it should be. It feels right to go a little over the speed limit.
It's dangerous, though.
It is dangerous, which is, I guess, why they're doing the speed thing for the danger, but.
That's exactly why.
I don't agree. I think it should be up to the people of America.
It should be like the Autobahn in Germany, where they.
I don't think I know about that.
That you can go any speed you want. It's.
Wow.
It's like
I would like
it's
that.
Like a highway.
On 83, they should do that. But anyway, STD, these stupid speed cameras on 83. I think speed cameras in general should be illegal. I just think they're not fair to simply set up a thing and then they can catch it that quick. But especially on 83, I think it's disgusting. It's annoying. And I hate them for doing it. So STD, sexually transmitted disease of the week, goes to the 83 speed cameras and anyone that had something to do with it. Ha, ha, ha. We got it. Ha, ha, ha. Time for what?
I think I just snorted.
Oh, yeah. Were you snorting last night? Who was snorting?
I wasn't with you last night.
Oh, right, sorry. Anyway, we are jamming right into our hot takes here at Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C. We were going to chat about The Ultimatum because I've watched it. I have my thoughts. I'm going to push that back one more week just to see if some scheduling will work out. If not, we'll talk about it next week because I watched The Ultimatum. And I'll get into that later. First off, Chloe, take us right into it. As you were, we mentioned earlier, you were chomping on your Cheez-Its. Yeah.
So I think my hot take is going to be that extra toasty Cheez-Its is better than regular.
And I have to say, I totally agree with that. I think regular Cheez-Its just don't. And do you know what I think would be the perfect combination?
Mm-hmm.
A bag of extra toasty Cheez-Its and a bag of regular Cheez-Its mixed together. Where it's not like constant regular, it's not constant extra toasty. It's that mix where you know you're going to get some regular, but you know you're going to get some extra toasty.
You know what?
What are your thoughts on that combo?
I think that would be delicious.
I think that would be like the chef's kiss.
You know what snack that I like brought back last summer that it will bring back so many memories for
Bugles.
So many people? No, that's
no?
A good one. Remember combos?
See, I never got into the combos.
Oh my gosh.
I know many people enjoy the combos, but I just never like hopped on board. But I definitely hopped on board the extra toasty Cheez-Its because they're stunning. But I just think that combo, that it almost ruins the joy of when you have a regular Cheez-It bag and you find a toasty one.
Yep.
So I think knowing that there'll be more than usual, but not a whole bag of it, would be the absolute perfect combo. So Cheez-It, if you're listening, fuck whatever you've done in the past and do that. Because I think
just
that would be perfect.
Take what you've already created
and combine
them.
And then you've struck gold. Struck cheese gold.
So that's my hot take.
And I agree, and we're on board with that. Next up, after another day out yesterday in the great city of Baltimore, it just makes you realize what we're missing. The city of Baltimore is missing the quintessential rooftop bar.
Mm.
When you go to Nashville, when you go to Charleston, my favorite cities, Charleston being my ultimate favorite city, they have rooftop bars. And it's not just one, it's multiple. And if they've got just an immaculate vibe and it creates a different atmosphere, whether you're walking up more flights of stairs than usual or you're taking the elevator. Yesterday, we were at the Chaucer in Canton, and it has that similar rooftop-esque vibe. Not all the way there because it's closed
with
in.
With a roof.
With a roof, so it's not a rooftop deck. Not the Chop Tank. What's the one in Fed Hill? Cross Street. Oh, the Watershed. The Watershed, I think, is nice. I think it's big.
I've never been.
I don't think it's high enough. It's only like one story. It's not really like a rooftop rooftop bar.
And I heard it's just like not like a going out.
Yeah, and it's
like
not
a, like a dinner a, happy yes, hour yes. type thing.
It's they have it, and whether they're going to transform it to the vibe or whether we haven't been there at the right time, I don't know. But regardless, I just think it needs to be higher. Like at least 2 to 3 stories is a rooftop bar.
We also need like deck bars.
Yes.
Like saltwater cowboys.
Oh, those are right. Those are well. They, yeah. That's the thing. They used to have the tiki barge. I never went, but I heard about it. So like, why can't something like that come back? Or like Amper Sea should like expand their deck and do like a in the water type of vibe like that. That would be genius. But I'm sure the city of Baltimore has something to say about that. But the rooftop thing needs to happen quick. And I honestly, we should take advantage of it, and because we could make a fucking kick ass. Rooftop bar, because we know
the thing is
how to work it.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I think all these bars are in these row homes,
right,
you know, essentially, and you know, they're so old that they have either apartments above them, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. you know, it's there's limits to where
right
you can't build on top of a roof anymore. I think
yeah, there probably is legal issues, or else somebody would have done it. Yeah.
There's limitations.
Yeah, but we need it. Like, just being out and be like, wow, this is the perfect fucking day for a rooftop bar, outside DJ.
Let's turn our roof into a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'd also need, like, we'd almost need, like, 3 of our houses.
Well, let's talk.
Which I think is the other issue, is nobody's got the width or the square footage to really make it what it needs to be.
Right.
But maybe we'll do it ourselves.
I agree.
I think it's something worth looking into mm-hmm. to make the city of Baltimore great.
You can do it
on like an 80-degree day outside on the water on a rooftop bar.
You can do anything you put your mind to.
That's very true. Very true. Very poetic.
And like a lot of the bars in Charleston, they're not necessarily like on rooftops, but they're like deck bars.
Yes.
Like you said.
Yes.
Like it's just, you know, you gotta have that. You just have the feeling like you're
elevated.
Elevated. It's a good vibe all around.
But we'll work on that, and maybe it'll be a straight to voicemail bar, and it'll be beautiful. Next hot take, and
subscribers
only. This came to me on our last episode. We talked about how Ellen, the Democrat, and I were headed to the Orioles game. Went to the Orioles game. Great experience. Heckled some players as usual. Ate some great food. But it all hit me at once when I saw a grown man eating cotton candy. And I think the moral of the story is grown men should not be eating they shouldn't be fucking cotton candy, but they also shouldn't be eating cotton candy in public where people can see it. It's no matter which way you put it out there, it doesn't look right. It's disturbing. The gentleman was pulling it off and then putting it into his mouth. Weird. The gentleman was eating it right off of the shtick. Weird.
So was he with a child?
He was not with a child. Okay, that was another thing.
Maybe he's finishing his right. His and, you know what I mean?
Yes. And sharing with the child could have been understandable.
Maybe he was having a really bad day, or maybe cotton candy reminded him of someone. So don't judge.
No, but see, that's bullshit. Those are
Point is,
what is like extreme? Those are extreme circumstances.
If you're over the age of 15, don't eat.
Yeah, don't eat cotton candy. Leave it for the kids. It just looks weird. Yeah. It was, and I know this is gonna sound bad. It was pink. Made it a little weirder.
Yeah.
Maybe it should have been blue. I don't want to set gender standards, but that's just how I feel.
So I have another take about the Orioles game.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring a fucking glove to the game.
Oh, really?
If I get it. If you're a child.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say the cutoff is like, I'll stick with
15. It's cute, right. It's cute.
You know, if you're under, you know, 13, 14, you're stretching it. Let's say teenage years. Don't bring a glove.
You see I agree.
All right, Chloe's niece's father was at the game, and he, you know, home run was hit out the center field, and
right.
he stretched for it.
Did he have a glove?
No.
Okay.
The guy who caught it, though, had a glove.
Oh, so I what guess a pussy.
If you really want it that bad, bring a glove, but
I agree.
At the same time, don't bring a glove.
I think that's a double-edged sword, is that's, I don't think that's the right word, but grown men should not bring a glove or eat cotton candy.
Well, no, it is a double-edged sword because you could catch a ball.
Right.
But then you look like a fucking
You look
loser.
Like a tool. Yeah. If you have your child in one hand and you catch a ball with your bare hand with the other.
That's unbelievable.
Ultimate. Yeah. And then you get some kudos. So those are our ballpark hot takes. And lastly, our last hot take of the day, of the episode. And this struck me the other day. I talked about previously on a Straight to Voicemail episode when like people have the last, what? When people have.
Previously on a last Straight to Voicemail episode. Take a breath.
Wow. Oh my God. Wow. You are literally the STD of the week and I hate you.
She's getting hangry.
I hate you.
You are hangry. Yeah. But I talked about how when people have like the caricatures on the back of their car with like representing the family, yeah. Hate those. Then
what about the Star Wars ones? Or like
any like brand? That? I think they're disgusting. A good family friend, the Caldwells, Miss Sid had flip flops representing each child. Oh, don't like them. No. Any representation, I don't like them.
Yeah.
But recently, it struck me again. You know when little bastard kids are in the back seat of their parents' car, some silly parent leaves them alone with stickers. And they start putting stickers on the back windows.
Worst.
How do you let your child put stickers on your window of your car? I don't care if it's a 1980 Camry. It's a piece of shit. I don't care if it's a brand new Cadillac. You should not let your child put stickers on your vehicle. Now, it looks so trashy.
On the way home from work the other day, I saw a very...
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
The guy had to be in his mid-60s. Mm. So we're talking about a grandchild,
yeah,
putting stickers on, and he had a pretty nice car. It wasn't like anything right. out of the ordinary, but it was like, you know, it might have been an Audi SUV. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how do you let that happen? A grandchild.
And then after you let it happen, how do you let it stay there?
Yeah.
Figure your shit out and get the stickers off your car.
Yeah.
I think it looks absolutely tacky and ridiculous, and no car should be driving around with 100 stickers on their back right or left window. Mm-hmm. It's fucking ridiculous. And you got to ball up, take the stickers away, leave them for the house, put them however you want around your house, but not on your car because they look disgusting. And that's all I have to say about that. And you really should figure it out.
I couldn't agree more.
I don't think it's cute. I don't think it's creative. I don't think it's allowing kids to explore.
You don't drive by creativity. The cars oh my God, look at all the stickers on that car.
Little Johnny explored his creativity yesterday. Like, no, it's gross. Like,
no, take your fucking stickers
off. But those are our hot takes for the week. Donnie and Chloe, we were joyed to hear your voices again. Honored to have you as a part of the Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C community. It's been another great episode. Blast from the past, blast from the future.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Yeah, thank you for coming to the White Table Talk. As we just search for the perfect permanent co-host, we will welcome back as many people as we can.
You truly are a recurring guest.
So now you're absolutely a recurring guest. We thank you. We love you. Straight to Voicemail Nation, we thank you. We love you as well for sticking with us for another exploding, exploratory week. We're honored to have you. We're honored that you continue to let us penetrate your ears. It's the greatest joy of my life to penetrate each and every one of your ears. So I thank you and I love you. Goodbye.
Love you.